Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The word here is anthropos. So when he talks about it's good for a man ought to be, he's not just referring to men. He's also referring to women here in this thought here, that it is better to remain unmarried due to the present distress, present persecution. Why? The question would be then, what would be the advantage of remaining single, Paul? Remember asking these questions, okay? Should I marry? Should I do this? This is it. And Paul said, well, because of the situation, I advise you, stay as you are. Remember, we looked at that last couple, and he's going to say it again just next couple verses. He's going to say it twice again. Stay where God has called you because of the present distress. Somebody wrote this, and most of this stuff is that my notes are in my writing, but this somebody else wrote, I thought it was a really good illustration, that we can easily imagine how in a time of great persecution and crisis, how much more of a burden a wife or a family can be, not only but providing for the family, but to be able to stay strong in the Lord. Remember, these people are under severe persecution. And you got a wife and you got kids and you got to feed them, clothe them, provide for them. It makes life even much more difficult. So to me, hey, I can deal with it. But when you got your wife and kids and they're suffering, it makes it a lot tougher on that individual. And he gave an interesting illustration. I hadn't considered it, but it's so true. Consider that we may say, if we're in persecution, you may torture me, but I will never deny Christ. I'm standing firm. Do what you want. Burn me at the stake, whatever. I will not deny Christ. And a lot of people did that. However, what if we were threatened with the rape of our wife and the torture and the death of our children? That would be a different story. Remember, when there was persecution, it just wasn't on one individual. The whole family is being persecuted. So as he say, do what you want with me, but all of a sudden they're with your wife doing some awful things or with your children, that's a different story. Wouldn't it be a lot easier to say, okay, I recant, Jesus, and let them go? Okay. That happened back in those days. That's what I say, we don't have to do that. We know nothing about persecution. These people had to deal with it. And that's why you say, because of the present distress, it's good if you stay how you are. So you don't have these extra problems that you're having to deal with. So staying married, if at all possible. Remember, I addressed that earlier. But if it's not possible, better to marry than to burn. Remember, we looked at that. Then go ahead and get married. But I highly advise to stay in the position you are. Now look at verse number 27. He reemphasizes that. Art thou bound unto a wife? In other words, are you married? Seek not to be loosed. The word loosed literally means to be set free, or literally to be divorced. Okay? That's the context here. If you're married, stay married. Don't divorce. Remember earlier they talked about an unbelieving wife or husband with a believing husband or wife. Remember that we looked at that. And if the unbelieving wife or husband wants to stay married, let them stay married. You stay married. But if they depart, let them be part. You're not under any bondage. The point is, stay in that situation, if at all possible. Art thou loose from a wife? Okay. If you're loose from a wife, obviously at one time you're tied to the wife. Where was I somewhere? Oh, Thursday afternoon had the privilege of teaching at the Bridge on baptism. And January 5th, we're going to baptize at least 7 of people who professed Christ as their Savior and had another lesson on baptism, what it all means. But anyway, I had a lot of fun. And I use that illustration when we talk about why we'll be baptized, that it's so simple even a caveman can understand. And they kind of got that gist. Well, it's the same thing here about this passage is so simple. You don't have to be a Greek scholar to understand what they're saying here. Are you married? Don't get divorced. Are you divorced? Are you loose from a wife? Well, don't seek to be remarried. Stay how you are. In other words, if you're married, seek not to be loose, because in times of these great distress right now, your family needs you now more than ever. Don't abandon them. Because as a family unit, by the way, isn't it wonderful in times of difficulties, even in our little problems that we would have, that isn't it wonderful to have a family that comes around you and helps you and supports you in your whatever the need may be? And that's kind of the thought here, that still that family unit is so tight together. Hey, if you're married, stay married. Don't seek to be loosed. And if they all are loose from a wife, seek not a wife. Don't stay how you are, okay? Don't remarry. Stay as you are. Bloom where you're planted. Remember me saying that last week? He mentions that again, okay? Now, look at me with me in verse number 15, back in 1 Corinthians 7. Again, this thing about staying how you are because of the present situation. If an unbelieving depart, let him or her depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such a case, but God hath called us to peace. For what knowest thou, O wife, where thou shalt save thy husband, or how thou knowest, O man, where thou shalt save thy wife? But God has distributed to every man as the Lord has called everyone. Whatever position you're in life, whatever station you're in life, so let him walk. And so I ordain, I and all the churches. This isn't just for the church at Corinth. This is for all the churches, the church at Philippi, the church at Colossae, the church at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. It's true to us too, also today. Now look at verse number 20 through 24. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. He's trying to emphasize over, you know, sometimes we're hard-headed. And you're going to see about six times he has said that in this chapter. Stay as you are. Stay as you are. Abide. Okay, and you see the principle here. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant? Care not for it, but thou mayst be free. Use it the brethren. We looked at that. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise also he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant. Ye are bought with a price. Be not servants of men. Brethren, let every man whereof he is called thereby abide with God. Let that sink in. You can serve God wherever you are. Whether you're virgin, you're unmarried, you're widowed, you're a widower, you're married, you're divorced, whatever the situation is, it's all inclusive. Whatever station of life, you can glorify God in your life. Whatever station of life you are in God. Yeah, does that make sense? You can glorify God. And that's why he said, stay where you are right now until God moves you. Verse number 28. This is where people blow a head gasket. But remember, I did not write this. Paul wrote this under the inspiration of God. There are so many lives have been destroyed because people... Well, look, let me just read this, and then we'll make comment. Verse number... 26, yeah, 28. Or let me go back to 26. Are thou, so you get the context. Art thou loose from a wife? Seek not a wife. Stay how you are. Don't remarry. But here's the next phrase. But in if thou marry. In other words, he just told him, don't get married. You're loose from a wife. Don't remarry. But if thou marry, what's the next four words? I didn't write these words.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.